This is one noisy house. If all the noise is coming from one house, it got the whole city's attention. And I'm thinking, this can't be right. I'm thinking, my thinking must be off. And amen. But it was interesting. And that it caught the attention of the people in the house and the people outside the house. And they were confused because of this noise that was coming. And it was coming from the house where the 120 people were gathered. One house, a house being invaded from above. And I thought, Lord, this would have been so deafening for the people inside if everybody in the city heard it. How is that working? But if we read carefully, it says there was a sound that came out of heaven. Amen. And if there's sound coming out of heaven, everybody could have heard it, right? Whether you're in the house or outside the house. So that would make sense. And then when you get 120 people talking, all at the same time, I'm sure that was quite loud. Some mornings we have, at 11 o'clock when the meeting starts, there's about 15 of us here because the rest of you guys come at quarter after. And if you want to encourage your pastor, we'll all start coming at 11 o'clock. Amen. But anyway, you know, we get 15 people in here talking, and it sounds like we got a multitude. And so 120 people in an upper room must have been pretty noisy. And so here we have an endowment of power that came, an invasion of heaven into the earth, an endowment of power. Amen. And it's interesting that it got everybody's attention. Hallelujah. You know what we need to get people's attention? We need God to show up. We need the Holy Spirit to be poured out. They'll come. Everybody sitting on the fence will come running. All the religions will come running. Newspaper people will come running. And we need God to show up in his fullness. How we need a fresh outpouring, Lord, of wind and fire in this day. And so we see this invasion, and it was being observed by the people that were in the city. And it was getting their attention. And there was no elaborate programs that day. There was no, they didn't have some super personality there, and that was getting everybody's attention. It was God who got their attention. There was no beautiful building for them to get excited about. And like I said before, Jesus, most of his disciples were in hiding because they were fearful of Jesus just being killed. There was no Christian books to tell them what was about to happen. There was no Christian radio station saying the fullness of the day of Pentecost is coming. Make yourself ready. There was no TV stations, no Christian ones. There was no heathen ones either. They hadn't come along yet. But the Lord was setting up a heavenly network through the Holy Spirit where he and his church could communicate. Amen. And hallelujah. Communication with heaven is a lovely thing. It takes years to truly develop, but it's awesome. That's all I can say about that. And now that this new network that God was setting up, it was like the beginning of the internet. People might have thought it was nothing, and look what it mushroomed into. And God was setting up a heavenly network, and we have to tune into God's frequency. And so the mighty wind wasn't tied to putting on a show. This spiritual outpouring wasn't spiritual entertainment. Amen. But it got everybody's attention. And you know, in the church today, we like to use props. We will use anything at all that'll draw people in. And we see all the empty pews, and it breaks our heart. Amen. And, we've all have family that we want them to come to know Jesus. He's awesome. And yet, we've got so much religion in our country, unfortunately. We have so much, so many with props, and so many trying to bring a form of entertainment into the church. We bring a form of entertainment in so that we can get the world's attention. And everything we bring in, we push the Holy Ghost out a little more and a little more and a little more. And there's nothing better. I want to be an entertaining preacher so that people listen to me. I've had mornings when people have fallen asleep, and we had to give them a little nudge, And come on, wake up, please. And the Lord wants to talk to you. And so we want to be dynamic and exciting and all those things. And we will be if God makes us that way. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. More than anything, not entertainment and or not some form of entertainment, because everything we bring in that comes from man pushes the Holy Ghost out. And everything that isn't birthed of the Holy Spirit has man's hands all over it. You can go start a church, and it's not going to take off unless the Holy Spirit has birthed it, unless the Holy Spirit calls it, amen, and has put it into action. It's just men working and thinking that, you know, okay, God, I'm going to do this. Bless me. Bless my efforts. And the Lord says, look, if you want to work for me, you're going to have to follow me. And amen. God blesses his own efforts. And so you can, you know, you can't do anything, what I'm trying to say, without the Holy Ghost. But suddenly here in Acts, out of heaven came a power that ignited God's people. Hallelujah. And the world couldn't ignore it. Isn't that interesting? The religious groups that were in the city, they couldn't ignore what was going on. And the world can't ignore God either. When the Lord comes in his sweetness and his fullness, and don't get me wrong, I love the Lord. I love the manifestation of his presence that's coming on our Wednesday Bible studies and on our Sunday meetings, and the manifestation of his presence on Thursday in our prayer meetings. And I just love what he's doing. But when God shows up in his fullness, it's going to get everybody's attention. Hallelujah. And how do we get more of the Holy Spirit? Well, we have to get out of the way a little bit. We have to give him more of me. And I want to just say this, and that if you're having troubles in life, and if you're not, I want to shake your hand. You're the only one. Praise God. Or, you know, we go through seasons. We're ups and downs, hardships, and trials. And if you're willing to invite the Messiah into your equation, he'll change your story. He'll change your life and cause it to head in a new direction. Hallelujah. That's who Jesus is. He's a wonderful Savior. I'm glad I'm not still the bottom feeder I used to be back in the 70s. What's a bottom feeder? Someone who lives in their flesh. Someone who lives in the lower earth. Amen. And that's who I call a bottom feeder. And I was one. Hallelujah, till Jesus found me. And but anyway, here we see in Jerusalem the supernatural was invading the natural. And in spite of the teaching that we receive from week to week, we need to receive that teaching with power. Amen. Because you can receive information and you're going to walk away. If the Holy Ghost isn't there, you're just going to receive information. Amen. And so what I'm trying to say, if the speaker doesn't have power, and those that who have ears to hear have the power to hear, amen, what happens is a connection comes. The Holy Ghost in the speaker speaks to the Holy Ghost in the listener, and it becomes God's transformation highway. Amen. There's a change that comes. There's a, what does Paul say? I planted. Paul is watered, but it's God who gives the increase. And so we have to have ears to hear, and the speaker needs to be full of the Holy Ghost and to become God's transformation highway. And it's how God invades and ignites his people. Hallelujah. So this was the mark of the last days. I love that. God didn't leave us orphans. No, he adopted us into the kingdom, and he set up a stronghold on planet Earth. It's a embassy. He's got an embassy here, hallelujah, full of soldiers. The first song we sang is, I'm a soldier in the army, hallelujah. And we belong to him because he's connected himself to us. He's joined himself to us. And the beginning of the last days was marked with an invasion. And, you know, those people in the upper room wanted him. Hallelujah. And it was God making himself a reality. He was manifested in a real way. And all 120 people were overwhelmed. And you know, it's the job of the Holy Spirit to give to us everything that Jesus has purchased for us on Calvary. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places belongs to us. Christ has purchased them for us. Amen. And that's the Holy Spirit's job to lead us into those things. What brought about this sudden outpouring? Well, it was God's timing, for sure. And the Lord's death and resurrection certainly paid for this outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and that they were all in one accord. They were all in one place. They were all on the same page. Hallelujah. They were in unity together. Hallelujah. And I want to see the fullness of fire and wind come on this little place and on us as a people. Hallelujah. And we're too going to have to humble ourselves. And I want to read a verse from Ephesians 4, verses 2 and 3, and about unity. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Hallelujah. And so Paul encourages us from Ephesians. And it wasn't long, you know, before the disciples got in trouble after they were baptized in the Holy Ghost.